All right, guys, let's go ahead and kind of get started. What I really wanted to talk with everyone about today is the, you know, kind of getting the most out of every single appointment, getting the most out of every single lead. On the website, you will find under the sales training that there's a script there, not really necessarily a script, but an outline for the four R's, what we call the four R's. The people that are really utilizing, you know, the time that they have in front of the clients and not just going in to make one sale and being done with it can see cash flow, you know, more than triple. And in some cases, in some appointments, Casey, you could walk out with a $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 annuity and, gosh, make $35,000. It's crazy. That's how good it can be. It's not going to be that way if you're not asking the questions. We used to joke, Casey, when we were coming up and through the business that, you know, we wanted every single agent on every single appointment to ask the right questions. Unfortunately, most of them don't. So we wanted to come up with, like, you know, one of those little collars that sometimes dogs have on when they leave their electric fence, they'll kind of get zapped. We want to come up with a collar for agents so that when they leave the appointment, when they leave the house, if they haven't asked the questions, they kind of get a quick little buzz to remind them what to ask. Guys, there's great money in mortgage protection. There's great money in life insurance. You know, you're talking maybe an average of $400-$500 in commission, you know, somewhere in there. Imagine if you turned every one sale into three more. Imagine if you turned every 10th sale into an annuity appointment. What would that do to your cash flow? People that are focusing on annuities can easily double their commissions. People that are making a six-figure income on mortgage protection sales, once you get into the annuity side of it, can double your income just by writing an annuity or having an annuity appointment every 10th house that you sell. And not even necessarily that you sell, every 10th house that you sit in, okay? It's crazy, and the beauty of it is it's crazy easy. It's crazy simple, okay? A lot of people kind of get paralyzed by thinking about annuities and maybe how difficult they are. We don't want you to think that way. We want you to simply ask the questions, uncover the money, and then let us help you. We've got an in-house marketer, Mr. Rob Sauerborn, who is on the website, who was at conference that talked about annuities 101 that can help all of you kind of get that under your belt, get your first annuity sales under your belt. So let's kind of go over the four R's, and we're going to cover the annuities as well. But the first one that I really want to talk about is referrals. One bad thing about the mortgage protection sales system is that, unfortunately, a lot of times it tends to turn agents, good agents, into lead junkies, right? They forget how to get sales without a piece of paper first coming in with somebody's name on it. And here's what we know about referrals, guys. If you get into the habit of asking every single time, you're going to have 40 to 50% of the people that want to give other names to you, okay? Remember, our segment of the insurance population, so to speak, people that are working leads, we really represent about 5% of the industry. How does the rest of that industry, how does the other 95%, how do they make sales? How do they find clients? What is it that they're doing? It's all based on referrals, books of business, that sort of thing. Why not utilize the people that we have in front of us, you know, make the first sale? Sure, even if you don't make the sale, how many more can that turn into? Okay? So the question is, how do you ask for referrals? You know, what are some of the things that you say? Guys, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not so much concerned about what you're saying because I think that's got to come naturally from you. I'm more concerned on, are you saying it every time? Are you kind of tweaking your script? Are you tweaking what you're saying after a sale is made, or again, even if a sale isn't made, to make it to where you're comfortable with what you're saying? But the fact is, you got to ask every single time. I got a call the other day, Casey, from an agent that said they ran an appointment. They were sitting there with them. The person already had a great product. They unfortunately couldn't make the sale, and they told that to the client. They said, you know, it looks like you've got something great here. I'm not going to try to just sell you something to sell you something. You're well covered. What I would like to do, though, is ask you, do you know of anyone else that maybe I can help? You know, do you know of anyone else that may need some insurance, be it final expense, mortgage protection, whatever it is that he's sitting in front of him? And sure enough, the guy threw out about three or four names to the individual. So that's why I say, guys, you don't even have to make the sale necessarily. And it's crazy that a lot of times when you don't make the sale, how much easier it is to get referrals, because it's almost like the people that are sitting in front of you, it's almost like they feel like they owe you something now, right? Like they can't afford it or they can't make the sale, but they're going to know other people that can do it. So again, ask it every single time, all right? Casey or Ed or anybody on the host code, you know, what are some simple ways maybe that you've asked for referrals in the past and had great success, or what do you see some of your agents doing that are getting referrals? Thank you, everybody.
Well, Brandon, either or, Brandon, I would say, I mean, my kind of the way I always ask is who are the first few people that come to your mind that could use protection like this? Or I've said before, who are the first few people that come to mind that if they didn't secure something like this protection-wise might be living with you?
That's right.
I think the key part of the question is who are the first three people, who are the first few people, who are the first five people that come to your mind? Because I'm going ahead and being assumptive and saying that there are already people they know. So who are the first few that come to your mind? But I think you're right, Brandon. It's a two-sided thing. There's asking consistently is the most important thing. And then once you get consistent with it, then let's start asking correctly. And you'll increase your numbers. I remember talking to one of our agents one time, Brandon, and she had gotten home. She had missed the sale. She asked for a referral. She got a referral. She followed up with that referral, which is the biggest part of getting referrals, is the follow-up. The getting them is the easy part. It's the follow-up that's the hard part. Or not so much hard, it's just we get in our own way when it comes to that. But because we got leads to call. So why call this guy when I got a lead here to call? So, but she followed up. She sold an annuity for like $70,000. So she asked this guy for referrals. And what do you know? That people generally that buy annuities that have cash like that know, hang out with other people that have cash like that. So he handed her a few other referrals. She followed up. She met with one of the other gentlemen he referred her to, sold him an annuity for like $70,000 or $80,000. She went in and asked for referrals. She was like five deep in referrals, all from a no on the appointment.
Yep.
And two or three annuities and two or three mortgage protection sales because she wasn't afraid to ask a question and get a no. She was just going for as many no's as possible, which is what if we could all get in the habit of doing is just that go for no mentality. If you have not read that book, you need to get it, go for no, because that's what she was doing. And I remember talking to her, I said, well, what do you say? Like when you ask for referrals, what do you say? And she says, what do you mean? And I said, well, how do you ask for referrals? And she said, do you have any referrals for me? That was her question. That's it? Like you've been sitting with people and saying, do you have any referrals for me? That's your question. That's your hook. And so I think what you're saying about asking consistently being the most important thing is dead on, because she obviously wasn't maybe asking correctly. Maybe she could have got better, more referrals if she had structured her question a little bit more of a persuasive way. But she was just saying, do you got any referrals for me?
Yep.
I thought that was a beautiful lesson, and consistency is always the best way to go for it.
Well,
My question is, who are the first few people that come to mind that could use protection like this? And then I think body language is important, too, because I think being, you know, we always talk about a thimble full of boldness. It takes some boldness to ask a question like that and then to break eye contact and then look down and have your pen in your hand ready to write, and it may be silent for a couple seconds, and maybe hem-hawing around, but the first person that talks loses. And I'm going to sit there until they give me something to write down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
In fact, last week I had a referral that I followed up with and closed a $115 American Amicable mortgage protection app on. And it was somebody that the guy worked with in the same factory. And so how much money did that question make me? And then how much did it cost you guys for not asking it?
Well, and Casey, when I got started in the business, one of and this is every business, obviously, but one of your first goals is how do you first eliminate your cost, You know, how do you eliminate the cost of doing business? First, you got to take care of what are your monthly, weekly costs to operating. Once you eliminate those, everything is profit, right? So how many referral sales do you actually have to make in a month to eliminate your marketing expense? Well, if you're taking 10 A leads a week, and that's $260 a week, so let's call it, you know, maybe $1,100 a month, on average, two referral sales, two and a half referral sales in a month will take care of that cost. How crazy is that? When you really break it down to the simple, you don't have to do a whole lot to take care of those costs. It's free money. Guys, you're already sitting in front of them, and the psychology is that people want to refer you, right? Here's what it also does. It solidifies the sale that you've just made. People aren't going to refer you to their friends. You go out and make a few sales on the referrals, and then they're not, and then them turn around and cancel the product. It doesn't work that way. So not only does the production come in and the income comes in, but you solidify the sale that you're already sitting with, okay? Another great way to ask for referrals is, who do you know that has recently financed or refinanced a mortgage, right? Because a lot of times maybe people won't tell you if they think that you're wanting to sell them insurance, maybe they're a little more hesitant. But if you ask them, who do you know that has recently refinanced a loan, they may have 5 to 10 people they'll rattle off to you right away. Okay, if we're only seeing 1% of the people out there that we mail our forms to, that's 99 out of 100 that have not sent our forms back in. Think about that. Does that mean that they don't need the coverage or don't want the coverage? No. It just simply means that they're probably the type of person that doesn't respond to direct mail. All right? So, again, focus on asking those questions every single time and watch what happens. It'll be crazy for your cash flow. The second thing that we'll talk about is, and I'll come back to retirement because that's the big one, but the second thing I want to go over with you is replacement, right? So the four R's, we got number one, referrals, number two, replacement. I love asking clients, and in Casey, the beauty of it is you don't really have to ask necessarily because the application does the asking for you. I love finding out what kind of coverage people currently have, okay? The application, every single app that we have, asks about current insurance, right? Take it a step further and not only write the company and the amount of coverage, ask them how much premium they're paying. Ask them how long is the term. You know, ask them how long they had the policy. I was sitting with an individual about 2 or 3 weeks ago, came in, and the gentleman had probably $400,000 or $500,000 of insurance already, and just couldn't get the emotion on the table, was not going to make a sale. So we started talking about what he currently had. He had, like I said, one company, it was in particular, was about $200,000 worth of coverage he'd had for about 3 years. And I said, you know, what company is that? He told me the name of the company, and I said, oh, that's a great company. Do you have the policy here? He went and got the policy. I asked him how many years it was good for. He said 15 years. Well, I started taking a look at the app, or not the app, but the actual policy, and it was a 15-year term, but the rates were only guaranteed for 7 years. And I don't know if you guys are like me, but I don't want to leave it up to an insurance company on whether or not they're going to decide to raise my rates 7 years down the road, right? So all you have to do is point that out in the app, in the policy, and watch how quickly they want to work with you. And the problem is that most agents out there will tell the client it's a level term. Now, what does the client think when they hear level term? Well, they think that that means the rates won't go up. Well, as you guys all know, a level term actually means that the face amount won't change. Okay? That's completely different, right? So you'll have a kind of shady agents out there, and the clients will ask now, will the rates go up? And the agent will say, this is a level term. Okay? So kind of avoiding that question. You've got to take a look at the policy. Just yesterday, Casey, I was in a home, was working with a lady that was 76 years old, and she told me that she had a whole life policy for $10,000 in coverage. She told me the company, and I said, go get that policy for me. I want to take a look at that. And I specifically asked her, is there a waiting period, because she'd only had the policy for a couple of months. I said, is there a waiting period for when this policy becomes effective? Right? A lot of policies we sell them to have the graded benefit or a 2-year waiting period. She said, no, it happens, it covers me right away. Sure enough, we took a look at the policy, 2-year waiting period. We were able to get her $15,000, so $5,000 more than what she had with Forrester's Plan Right, and it cost her exactly the same amount of money, and she got the immediate or the level death benefit. Now, is that somebody that's going to be a client for life? Absolutely. That's what I love about replacements, guys, is that you can actually show people, you know, how to save money or how to get a better product, and when you've helped them like that, they're not going anywhere, okay? Going back to the individual I was just talking about that, you know, had $200,000 of coverage and it was going to go up after 7 years, we ended up, again, we had to go fully underwritten because we were replacing it, right? But we ended up paying him $250,000, locked him in for 15 years through an ING product, and it was the same exact price that he was paying. That turned out to be about a $268 a month case. Now, what had happened if I'd gone into that home, was just trying to sell the mortgage protection, couldn't get the emotion on the table, I would have walked out without a sale. Now, as it stands, we walked out with $3,000 or more in premium volume, and the individual's in a much better situation. Also, guys, when you're working the bonus leads, or even when you're working A leads, one of the objections that will come up to you that you'll see more than most is, we've already gotten that taken care of. A lot of agents will say, okay, good, congratulations, and hang up the phone. What happens if the people that you're talking with, yeah, they got it taken care of, but what happens if they don't have the best company? What happens if they don't have the best rate? Right? Now, obviously, we got to be careful. We don't want to replace any policies internally that SFG agents have written. But if I'm talking with someone and they have a carrier that we normally don't write with, I want to ask them exactly what they have. And there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. The right way to do it is say, congratulations, that's the most important thing. I'll tell you what, let me get a little bit of information so we can take you off the list so we'll stop calling you. What company did you go with? Okay, great. How much coverage did you get? And what's the amount, you know, what's the length of the term? And finally, how much are you paying? Okay, and when they give you all that information, I'm simply going to say, yeah, it's a good company. It sounds like it's, you know, it's a pretty good fit for you, but it looks like you may be spending more than you need to. Casey, would it be okay with you if I just do a little research here on my end? If I can find you something that's going to be much better for you, would it be okay if I just give you a call back? And they're always, 90% of the time, they're going to say, sure, give me a call back. Of course, you'll always have some of the people that say, oh, well, we've already gone through the process. We don't want to do it. But here's what we know, guys. With the way the economy is right now, with the way the news is right now, everybody's glued to the news, everybody is interested in saving money. So keep that in mind. Replacements don't have to always come while you're at the kitchen table. Getting into the home, you know, is equally as important. So when you're on a phone call, that's how you would want to handle that. There's a great MP3 out there, Casey, Working Older Leads, that really goes into that in a lot more depth. Okay? But, you know, speaking one more point about replacements is, it's not always, guys, about saving them money or giving them more coverage. You'll be surprised at how many people realize when they realize they've got a 20-year term, but they're already 10 or 15 years into it, you show them what the rates will be if they continue to wait 10 or 5 more years, or if they go ahead and replace it now, you'll be surprised how many people will jump on that. And we've got great, great, great carriers for replacements. That's the main time that you really want to utilize the fully underwritten carriers is when you're replacing business. All right? We don't want to get into that when we're selling mortgage protection. But if you've got to replace someone's business, we've got some great carriers, ING, Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, some great, great pricing on those products. All right, so number one is referrals. Number two is replacements. Number four, and I know I'm kind of going, I keep saying the wrong numbers here because I want to end up on retirement. Retirement's actually the second one that I want to get to in the house. The last one that I want to get to, I want to go over retirement last, but the last one that I'll get to is the recruiting question. And, man, I love this one, right? Casey, how many people are out there right now slaving away working 40 to 50 hours a week? Their wives or their spouses are working 40 to 50 hours a week, and they're still barely making ends meet. That's the majority of the clientele that we sit with, right? What would happen to them if one of them, you know, got their hours cut back, or one of them had to lose those jobs, if they lost that job? It's crazy how many people out there are looking for or are already working a part-time job to create a little bit more income. And when you really think about what we have to offer, meaning that in 2 or 3 hours worth of work, you can show someone how to make $500 in income from one sale, we owe it to show it, right? How much do we care about these clients? I love recruiting at the kitchen table. I think we get some of our most qualified recruits. And, you know, one of the first ones that we always think about is always Miss Leah Goss. I'd love to have her on the call. But, you know, Casey, you actually went out and saw Leah maybe 2 years ago, didn't make the mortgage protection sale. Shame on you, buddy. You must not have got the emotion out, right? Didn't actually make the sale. Asked the recruiting question, and here we go 2 years later. Miss Leah Goss is one of the up-and-coming leaders. Her organization, you know, is pushing around $30,000 a month, $25,000 to $30,000 a month and growing. How much more profitable has that question been than had you made that initial mortgage protection sale? Obviously, we want to do both of them, right? But think about that. Leah was in the top five or six in the country last year in personal production. Think about just a 5% override. Think about a 10% override. What would that mean? It's crazy. Casey, if she does $30,000 in a month and you have a 10% override on that, you're looking at $3,000 in revenue before the advance, but of course you get the back end also. All right, so there's a right way, there's a correct way to ask those questions. All right, the way I've always liked to do it is kind of wrapping things up, kind of putting my books away or putting my laptop back in my bag, and it's kind of an oh, by the way. Casey, oh, by the way, I kind of forgot to ask you, when we're covered up in this area and just really looking for a little help, do you guys happen to know anybody that would want to make maybe an extra $1,000, $1,500 a month, just very part-time? Do you guys know any qualified people that maybe you could help me with? And what's the answer? You'd be surprised how many times it is that they look at each other and say, yeah, me, just like Lee and Wayne, or yeah, him, right? Think about it, guys. You have something that you can show people how to go out and earn an extra $1,500 a month by working a couple of weeks in the field, and a couple of weeks meaning really a couple of days, okay? How huge is that for people? How many people do you guys know that absolutely hate their jobs? They get that sick feeling in their stomach on Sunday nights because they know they've got to go back and report to their boss. They've got to go back and do a job that they hate. Some of our most qualified recruits are sitting right across the kitchen table from us, and we've got to ask the questions to uncover those. All right? Do you happen to know anybody that wants to make an extra $500? Do you happen to know anybody that wants to make an extra $1,000 or $1,500 a month, just very part-time? Now, the follow-up on that is key because the last thing you want to do is start throwing up all over them, right? So it's, okay, great. You know, if they're interested, okay, fantastic. Here's what I want you to do. Here's my card. Do me a favor. Shoot me an email. I'm pretty busy. I've got to go meet with some other clients. Shoot me an email. I want to get some information over to you right away. I'll go ahead and send them to my website, right? Don't really talk about licensing yet at that point. I want to go ahead and send them maybe to my website, have them send me an email. I'll send them the corporate overview. The fortune is in the follow-up. So I want to follow up with them right away, you know, the next morning, strike while it's hot. And then maybe we can start talking about what it is that they're wanting, what are they looking for. Again, keep that emotion alive. Then we get them into licensing. Once they're in licensing, we don't just walk away. We've got to follow up with that, get them into a phone team, start getting them on conference calls, keep that excitement going, and watch how quickly they'll get licensed. My quickest licensee to date has been about 2.5 to 3 days. That's how quickly it can happen. All right, but you got to get them excited first. All right? Guys, anything that y'all want to follow up, Casey or Ed, anything you want to talk about on the recruiting strategy? You know, one other point I'll make real quickly and let you guys talk is, again, some of these people are the most qualified people that we're working with. Think about it. They've already done the phone training, right? They've already done the in-home training. They already have a good relationship with you, a trusting relationship, if they bought the product from you. They already believe in the product, right? One of the SFG fundamentals, the blueprints, they've already purchased the product for themselves, right? People already trust them. They already have credibility, okay? So they're in a good spot financially, at least decent spot financially. They've just financed or refinanced a home. So you're not necessarily dealing with people that have to have it, right? A lot of people, those are the easiest ones to recruit, the people that just have to have it. You know, they'll tell you, we've had recruiters in the past, Casey, that are like, man, you're going to love this guy. He is broke, and he's going to work hard. He has to have it. Well, the reality of it is if they have to have it, usually they don't even get off the ground because they just can't get started. Okay? So, again, these folks already have credibility with the bank. They've already been approved for a loan. They obviously can manage their finances somewhat. Great recruits. Anything you want to add to that, Casey or Ed?
You know, I guess talking about questions, if you ask and you follow up, you could do anything. Like, it's ask and follow up, ask and follow up. So, like, recruiting, you know, do you know anybody? I like to hit indirect because I think when you directly recruit somebody, you know, I found they kind of get defensive. Like, you know, Brandon, you probably have a great job and obviously working with the phone company and they take care of you. Do you know anybody that's looking to make some additional income on the side, like an extra couple $1,000s a month, working very part-time, maybe about 10 hours a week, that's kind of as sharp as you? Do you know anybody that wants to make an additional couple $1,000s a week on the side that is as sharp as you? And they always say, well, what about me? Oh, you, okay, you seem like you had a really good deal there with the phone company, but okay, I'll tell you what, I'll send them out an overview, or I'll book them into a, you know, if it's Wednesday, Thursday, I'll tell you what, you know, can you be by my office in Boca at 1 o'clock? You have any flexibility with that? He's like, no. I'll tell you what, Saturday mornings we meet at 8 a.m. Would that work for you? So I'm always, always booking a meeting from a meeting. And you can apply that to anything. Like referrals, for example, I love taking a referral and telling them, okay, you know, who do you care about that has people depending on them? All right, and I just put my head down, like Casey was saying, I start writing. I'm like, okay, name, phone number, get the phone book to the table, get your cell phone. All right, go down to your memory. Who has the most people depending on them? Okay, name, number. Do me a favor, call them right now. I'm actually out that way. I've got an opening at 9 tonight. See if they're home about 9 o'clock, because I'm in the area anyway. Take me about 5 minutes. I can see what they, you know, if I can maybe help them, maybe not. I don't know. Give them a call. So I like to have them call. Same thing with referrals. With recruits. Book them right into your next event, whether it's a show the plan on Friday or team meeting, phone team. So ask and then direct them right to the next spot. I think a big mistake, there's two mistakes, right? If we don't ask and we don't guide them to the next step, we can't get anything. But if you ask and guide, you could say anything, but if you just do those two steps over and over again, it always works. That makes sense?
Absolutely. It's all about the follow-up, buddy. The fortune is in the follow-up. Sure. First, you got to ask. That's half the equation. Then you got to deliver, right? So the first three, guys, I'm telling you, can literally change your business life forever. If you'll get into the habit of asking these questions and the revenue that can come from the answers, it can change everything about your business. Referrals, replacements, recruiting. The last one, which in my opinion is the biggest one, is the annuity sale. The fourth R is the retirement, right? How many people out there are scared to death of what's happened with their 401ks, with the IRAs, with, you know, anything that they currently have? You know, what's happened over the past 3 years, right? See the EASY script that is on, it's the EASY is the acronym, EASY. You've got to get that EASY script. It's on the website under the sales track. But it is extremely simple to ask and to kind of uncover the money that's there. Everybody has a different way of asking the questions. Again, just like with everything, it's, are you asking them consistently? Are you asking, and I say consistent, I mean on every single appointment. Had a girl that a couple years ago that went out, ran an appointment. You know, the house was not the greatest house. It was kind of, she said the stairs were kind of falling in, and you know, she got to the kitchen table and, you know, got the emotion out, was ready to write the application, found out the gentleman just had a health condition, that she couldn't write the policy. All she could do is a graded benefit, and it just didn't make sense to the individual. And so she asked the annuity question. She says, you know, Mr. So-and-so, are you happy with, you know, the investments that you have right now? Or, you know, do you have any money in an old 401k? I can't remember exactly what the question that she asked. What are you doing with your safe money was probably what it was. And just so happened that that individual had sold a piece of land about a year, year and a half earlier, made $1 million. He put that money into a retirement fund, and just in that year and a half, those funds had gone from $1 million down to about $800,000. So he had lost $200,000 in that time frame. And again, this is not someone that you would expect to have $1 million in a retirement account. The mortgage was $50,000, right? The stairs were falling in. She asked the question, worked with the individual for literally 2 months, ended up writing that he lost $50,000 more while they were working on it, put $750,000 into an annuity, you know, took it literally about 3 or 4 weeks to get paid. Guys, think about the income on that for you. Let's say it's an average of 5%. How would that change your business? She was even a little higher. She was on a higher contract, right? So what if you, you know, you keep working, you get to that higher contract, what would a 7 or 8%, what would that look like for you? Think about it. Can you go out and write $1 million a year in annuity production? Cameron, are you on the call with me, buddy? I know Cam was going to try to hop on.
Yeah, buddy, I've been listening.
Cool. I know you've got some things that you're working on in the annuity market right now. Matter of fact, I think you were going to go sell one this week, next week, whenever it is. But, you know, what are some of the keys or what question? Everybody likes to know kind of that hit question. You know, what do you like to ask? What are you saying in the home, Cameron, after the sale is made, or even if a sale hadn't been made? What's the question look like for you?
Well, I mean, the only wrong way is not to do it at all. And there's certain ways that you can do it maybe a little bit better, but it's got to fit you. You know, I just kind of I basically like to throw out there the old 401k, or do you have any money sitting out there or any CDs or mutual funds that are just underperforming for you right now? Because I know if they have any money in any of those, they're definitely underperforming.
Right.
You know, and if they're honest with me, they'll say, yeah, or they may have no money at all. But the lady I'm going to go see tomorrow, she actually had her 401k statement accessible, and she reached over and grabbed it. And her statement period for the last this past period was 0.9% growth, which at least it was growth. You know, so the product I'm getting ready to show her tomorrow has a 7% sign-on bonus. So, and what if that stays consistent, I'm going to make more money from her signing her name, or she's going to make more money than she would the next 7 years.
Yeah.
It's not a hard sell at that point. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
You know, basically just get, once you get there, and I didn't make that sale. They didn't have the money for the life policy because they have some medications and illnesses going on that is really going to jack it up pretty high, and they couldn't afford it. But this is not going to cost them anything. It's just a smart move for them. It's not a huge one, but I tell you what, it pays out ridiculous. It pays out like a huge life sale, even
sure.
A small little 401k rollover. So,
yep.
No, it's an exciting, whole different aspect to the business. It's one of those, you know, triple or home run shots that you're not going to get all the time, but you get, you know, a couple a quarter or, you know, one a month or a couple a month. My goodness, it changed the whole world.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're talking the average commission being around $4,000, watch out. What does that do to your marketing expense, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
It doesn't take a whole lot of those to create a game changer. You know, last year, guys, I'd always heard from people that we're sitting in front of the best annuity marketing lead program that there is out there. You know, the people that we're sitting in front of, they have jobs, right? They may have changed jobs. They have a little bit of money. It's the best marketing program that you can find. Last year, I wrote just shy of $1 million in annuities. What would that have done to your bottom line? Well, if you're just looking at a 5% commission, guys, you made $50,000 off that, right? How did I uncover that money? Very simple. I asked every single time. And the beauty of the whole thing is, Cameron, that the application will do a lot of the working for you, right? So one of the things I like to do is I ask about their employment, right? Every application, ask what their job is. How long have you had that employment? All right, where did you work before that? How many, you know, people are changing jobs left and right in this economy? How many of those people have 401ks that are still sitting out there that aren't being contributed to? It's crazy. One of the exciting things that we're doing is we've got a financial qualification form that we've been working on that we're getting ready to roll out to the sales force, which will make y'all's job so much easier. The key is to put it in every single application. A couple of people have already been doing this, so we're kind of testing it. You put this in every single application, and after you go through the financial questions on the app, you just roll it over and ask these questions, right? So it guides every agent, regardless of how new you are. It guides you through the process and allows you to uncover all of that, not only annuity money, but all of the, you know, replacement money as well, right? There's an insurance form, or there's an insurance section that allows you to ask what all the insurance questions, what do they currently have, how much is it, what company, how long have they had it, all of that. And then there's an assets question that asks what type of assets they currently have. Is it a 401k, a 403b, a 457? Do you have an IRA? Do you currently have an annuity? Do you have money in a CD? Do you have money in a bank account? It's crazy. I've ran into people that had $75,000 in a savings account. And you're like, well, what do you want to do with that money? Pass it on to my heirs. Well, what are you leaving it there for, right? It's crazy, that, but you don't find it unless you ask the questions. I want everybody to go to the website, and on the sales track, you'll find the Easy Annuity Script, EASY. And it's a very simple process that walks everyone through how to uncover the money. I don't want, here's the key, I don't want everyone out there waiting until you feel like you know everything about annuities. Okay? That script will show you just some quick key points that you can ask, and that you can, some questions you can ask, and then some key points that you can deliver to them to kind of engage them and kind of perk their interest, right? And it goes back again, Ed, booking a meeting from a meeting. You get them interested, you book the meeting, you know, from the meeting. I don't have time to get into this a whole lot right now, but I'm going to be back out here on Thursday or back out here on Wednesday. I'll tell you what, can I come by around 7 o'clock same time and let me go over some things with you? Then you want to get just a little bit of information from them. What do they currently have? Is it a 401k? How much is in that 401k? And even more importantly than what they currently have, what do they want? What are they looking for? Right? If they have a 401k that's not being contributed to, or the funds have dwindled over the past 3 years, right? Then obviously they're looking for, you know, something that will help them recoup that money. Most of them are looking for stability, safety. Annuities are not for people that are big gamblers, right? They're for people that want to have slow and steady. But I tell you, the guarantees that are offered in the annuities out there with Aviva, North American, Allianz, are extremely attractive. Not to mention the lifetime income benefits, the upfront bonuses that help people recoup a lot of the money, right? Go back to the gentleman I was saying that we wrote a $750,000 annuity on. He lost that money. At that time, it was a 10% bonus. We got him $75,000 right back into his account. How attractive was that? We don't sell annuities based on bonuses, right? You sell annuities based on concepts, and the concepts are slow and steady wins the race, right? If you're in a 401k and the bottom falls out and you lose 20, 30%, but then 6 months later it rebounds, how much longer does it take just to get back to where you were? You've lost all that money, so if it rebounds and does extremely well, you're still spending all that time just trying to get back to level, right? That's the beauty of the annuities, guys. The fixed index annuity market is they're guaranteed not to lose a dime. They won't lose the money, right? So when the market goes through these downturns, they never have to worry about the rebound and how much time that takes, all right? So, again, we've got an in-house marketer, annuity specialist. Name is Rob Sauerborn. His information is on our website. What we want you guys to do is when you uncover the money, when you uncover when you ask the questions and generate some interest, don't feel like you have to know anything. Force yourself to learn everything, right? Ask the questions, back yourself in a corner, and then watch what happens when you uncover about $100,000 or $300,000 or what about $1 million? Watch what happens. You'll learn how they work pretty quickly then. That's what Rob is there for, guys. Okay? Again, his information is all through the website, so you can shoot him emails. We only want you calling and emailing him when you have a case. We don't want you calling him or emailing him saying, hey, if I run across something, what should I do? Or what is an annuity or any of those things? Guys, it's all over the website. But I think when people get started with the annuity program, you're going to be blown away at how simple it is, and many of you will be kicking yourselves for not asking these questions more and asking them sooner. So that's the four R's. Casey, I know you've had a lot of great annuity success. Matter of fact, you're the author of the Easy Annuity Sales System, and I've never seen anything that works like as well as that does. Okay, so I'll give you all the credit on that one, man. It's a thing of beauty. But I know you wrote several hundred thousand dollars in annuity production last year yourself, and it's just really crazy when you think about what that does to your bottom line, right? When you take care of those expenses and all that can then go to profit, it's crazy.
Yep.
Guys, ask
well,
the
that
question.
System, Brandon, all it was you know, I took all the annuities that I'd ever sold, which, again, wasn't a whole lot of them, but and I just took – I kind of sat back and thought about what were the four – what were the things that were on the table every time when I sold those annuities? And so I came up with four things that were kind of common denominators on every one of those sales, and I said these were the four things that were present every single time that happened. And so we just kind of put them in order, and that's the easy system. So, I mean, it works. It doesn't get into a lot of detail on how the actual annuity works, but what I found is that if you can set an appointment for the annuity, like you said, Brandon, it's kind of like jumping off the cliff and building your wings on the way down. I mean, I remember setting my first annuity appointment, didn't even hardly know how to spell annuity, and didn't know really what it was, but I asked the question, which was, how you guys doing with your retirement? And, you know, it's like it fell, like $80,000 fell in my lap. They said, we're losing money. If I had a shoebox to give them to put their money in, they would have taken that. But it just fell in my lap because I asked the question, and the next thing I know, I said, well, I don't have time to talk about it right now. Little did they know, I didn't really know what to talk about. But I don't have the time. I got a couple other homeowners I got to get on. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be back out here Friday. I got a few more homeowners in my schedule. I'm going to put you guys in for 8 o'clock. And, man, I jumped off the cliff right there because I knew I had to go back out at 8 o'clock and sit with them. And so that's when I did the legwork and figured out what I was supposed to show them. And it was a good product for them and helped them stop the bleeding and give them a good return as well. So they're clients for life, and I made myself $4,000-$6,000 on that one just by asking a simple question.
I love it, man. Ask every time. Ask every time, guys. I think the bottom line that we want everyone to pick up from this call is the four R's are extremely simple, but just get into the habit. If you have to put the script for the four R's or the bullet points right there in your appointment folder, ask them every time. And we want to hear some success stories. So when you guys, you know, when you've uncovered some replacements, when you uncover some annuity money, of course, we'll hear about that right away. We love those emails, right? When you uncover some, when you find some recruits, shoot us an email. Let us know about it. You know, we want to hear about those things because that just tells us that those are the people that are doing everything the right way. It's kind of the difference, in my opinion, between being an amateur and a professional. An amateur is someone that just wants to go out and sling applications, and you can make a great living or a good living doing that. But if you want to get up to, you know, $200,000, $250,000 just on the sales side, the temporary income side, you have to be a professional. You have to do all of the things the right way.